I know it's been 1 month I haven't shown up here, and I'm really sorry for that. It's been so unproductive from my part. A lawyer has to be productive and laborious, and this is so opposite from what I want to be. But everything's happened for a reason, right? So today's episode is really special, because today it's not some information vomit, but it is more like a conversation. So, stay tuned.
Please rise, court is now in session. Swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth.
I do.
Defendant is mocked.
All the first witness.
Objection overruled.
Is that justice?
You must learn the law.
And better throw this jackass out of my court.
From past 1 month, I was going through something which is known as brain fog. Basically, it's lack of mental clarity or having cloudy thoughts for a temporary time. It is experienced in more and more people after COVID. So I want to share my experiences of brain fog and how I overcome it. Seriously, past month, July, was a travel month for me. I traveled 3 places in 1 month, which includes trips to McLeodganj, Shimla, and my last trip to Jaipur. But yeah, first 2 trips was fine. I was in my remote working vibe, writing podcasts and doing my stuff. But as I returned from the Jaipur trip, something got changed in me. Maybe it's like conversation with people there. And you know, it happens with you, right? When you talking to someone, but after that, it just breaks your whole mindset. Like when someone says something to you and it's just got you into overthinking. So, I taken 30 days sabbatical, doing nothing, watching series, reading books and ordering junk food online. I just don't want to do anything. I had this lazy stuff going around myself. But there were times I just sitting and just started thinking with my open eyes. And as I was doing that, I was getting more and more confused. It got so toxic that I started isolating myself from people and thinking more about negative things. You know, there is a fun fact about thinking and negativity that thinking attracts more thinking, and so does negativity. And because of that, I started losing my rationality or overthinking about small things, things which are not in my control. It got so negative that I started to think my friends and families as enemies. Also, I started to forget things, my daily stuff, like the goals I have set for this year. It's been a really toxic month for me. I thought I lost myself because life is not some quote you see on Instagram. It's a real mess. Either you face it or you lose it. You know, while writing this episode, I realized that life is more like skating. It's always flowing. But when you decided to do something good with it or like change something in your life, it's like trying to break that ready-made flow life has set for you. And when you do that, it gets hard. But there is a very funny thing about us humans that we love to accomplish hard things. I experienced this myself. Doing hard things makes me happy because happiness comes from problem solving. As long as you're solving your problems, overcoming those obstacles, you are happy. As simple as that. Think of it yourself. Why people became miserable or wanna commit suicide? Because in some way they don't know how to handle their problems. Which can be from any aspect, like emotional, financial, physical, relationships, etc. So they ought to see a permanent solution for a temporary situation like that. If you are listening to this podcast and finding this stuff relevant, I want you to stop. I want you to pause for a minute. Take a breath. And listen to this. Stop leaving stuff to your subconscious. Let me explain this to you. With my experiences in past, I was procrastinating in making podcast or doing any other stuff, skipping tasks to tomorrow. But subconsciously, as the days were passing, it was worrying me from inside. Hence, I was storing more and more tasks to my subconscious, which was making me more and more confused and cloudy, because anxiety is a hefty task for your brain. It consumes a lot of mental resources in the back end without you even realizing it. So let me tell you some tips which will help you in applying a anti-brain fog coating. Start with making a list. Take a paper and make a list of your task with the checkboxes. And as you're completing them one by one, cross them, cut them. And with every time you complete one task and cut them, when you do that, when you practice this, a dopamine release in your brain, which is a reward hormone and which automatically slowly makes you feel good. You can also try making a time management system for yourself. If you want to know more about time, you can check my Time is Money Wala episode. Cross promo. Also, you can eat healthy and do some exercise. Now, I'm not asking you to be fancy or join gym. Just a regular walk or running will do the job. You know, just go to the closest park you have around your house and just go for a walk. Like, go in nature for some times. And just meditate once in a while. Just go with it. You don't have to think about it. The whole point of meditation is not to think. So, do meditate. And just find to do something daily. Because solving problems helps to keep your brain stable and stimulated. It is the one thing that makes your brain healthy. You know, our brain is like a muscle. The more you use it, the more better it gets. That's it from my side. I hope you like this episode, and big shout out to people who take time and leave comments on my podcast. They all mean world to me. Till then, I want you to stay happy and stay blessed.